Welcome back to the history of German dance. Bonjour. And today we are going to, or I am going to talk about a little bit of my history with drumming and dancing. And we are going to start gathering more people, come on in and do interviews with. But today we're gonna start out with me, and as a singer of 40 plus years, and I had my stint of dancing in there. I just like to give you a little history on probably mostly singing, because that's what I mostly have done over the years. I remember my first powwow was, I must have been about 18 months old, when my parents had taken me to a powwow. And I had asked about the powwow, and I gave them my recollection of it, and they were kind of amazed that I had remembered it. And those are pretty much my first memories were of the powwow. And I remember seeing grass dancers, and I remember all of the hustle and bustle of all of it, and it was a big thing. And I also later on had run into the jingle dress, because my grandmother had jingle dress danced, and she had her dress, and it was amazing to me because of the sound that it had made. It wasn't like the bells. It was more of a lower type sound, but a bunch of jingles all together. And I remember how I had seen, when I was watching them, the flash of all of it, the quickness of the jingles as they were going by. I couldn't hardly see the jingles because they were dancing so hard going by the ladies, and until my grandma would come back, and then I could see the individual jingles. But in the meantime, it had really intrigued me, and the main thing that had intrigued me the most was the sound of the drum. It was more or less a pulling and a calling. So when I was 8 years old, I had told my mother that I had wanted to sing, and her reaction was, "Oh, that's nice." And so I kind of figured at that point in time, by her reaction, is that I was going to have to go this alone. And at that point in time, I lived in Castlake, Minnesota, and I didn't really know who to go and see and who to call upon to help me learn. But in the good graces of the Creator, I was led to a few people that I just heard the singing, and there was a teen center downtown Castlake, and it was upstairs that I heard the singing. And I went up there, and there was this younger guy, a little bit older than me, and this other guy was at least about a good 10, 15 years older than me. And they were singing. There were just two of them. And I walked up, and I was looking at him, and the older guy had grabbed a stick, and he held it out to me, handle to me, and I grabbed the handle, and I sat down, and I was really amazed at the younger guy, because the younger guy could really sing. Well, so could the older guy, but the younger guy could really sing, and I was more amazed at that because he was more my age, and I was kind of like in awe of what he was doing. And so I started to pound on the drum, and I guess I had pretty good rhythm. And I was listening to these two guys, and so I started to hum a tune with them, hum a few tunes, I still remember the songs they were singing. So that was kind of amazing to me, because later on, I remember the songs that those guys were singing, and I was able to sing them later, even though I didn't know how to sing at the time. So, but anyway, the younger guy had passed on, and that kind of left me out in the cold, because I didn't know where the older guy had gone either. And so I continued on my search, and I ran into this other older fella at the old co-op in Cass Lake. And he had a grandson that was singing, or it was either his son or his grandson. And he was the younger boy was singing. He was younger than me, and he was really belting it out and kicking it out. And the older guy, he sang really, really soft, but the little boy, he sang really hard and loud. So it was a contrast. But it was singing, and it was music to me. And so I sat down and I joined in, and that was my second encounter with the drum. And then my third encounter with the drum, along came one of my main teachers, and he was an older fella, and I started to sit down and sing with him, and he would run through the songs, and then he would also, you know, talk a lot about when other older gentlemen would come and sit down. I would sit there and I would listen to them as they would talk about the older Powells and all of these, how the times were changing and the songs were changing, and how it used to be, and the things that they could and couldn't do when they were kids, and how they were doing them now, like the drums that were able to move, and as little boys they remember that the drums didn't move from village to village. They stayed in the villages, especially the ones with the legs. And they talked about other things, like where drums had come from and when they could use certain drums. And that was later, like the hand drum. I remember they were talking that they could only use them in the spring of the year, that they wouldn't touch them. And I also heard that later on, coming out of Panema, Minnesota, that they could only use those hand drums in the spring of the year. And those times have changed. And I never picked up that hand drum too much, even though I have one now. And I usually just use it personal functions instead of bringing out a big drum, and that's mainly due to sometimes at a short notice we can't bring in a whole drum group, so I'll just go on in and I'll sing. So anyway, I'd sit there and I'd listen to these older fellas, I would listen to how they would laugh at a bunch of things and how crazy they were and all their little crazy stories, and also intertwine that with a lot of teachings. I knew they knew I was listening, so I knew they kept it on the path of what they had learned and the things they had saw before my time. So That was very, very important to me, and I still carry a lot of that today, and passing it on as I go along here to different younger singers as they're coming in. But time is ending, and next week we'll continue on with more of these stories of as I was going along. So Hopefully you tune in next week. History, Drum and Dance. Miigwech.